Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Governor Sean Parnell is rejecting the idea of a state-run health insurance exchange under the Federal Affordable Care Act. An exchange is a marketplace that provides information on various coverage options. Parnell said using state funds and personnel to design and implement a program would be the most expensive means of establishing an exchange in Alaska. The governor says federally funded or federally mandated programs should be paid for with federal dollars. In 2011, the Parnell administration declined to apply for a federal grant that would have provided up to $1 million to help the state set up an exchange. At the time, the governor cited his belief that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional. Alaska was one of the states that sued to strike down the act, most of which was recently upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Under the federal health care overhaul, the federal government could step in and establish exchanges in states where none exist. Craig Campbell is the new acting chief executive officer of the Alaska Aerospace Corporation. The board announced yesterday in a release the new role for Campbell, who is the corporation's chief operating officer and president. Campbell, a former lieutenant governor, is taking the interim role after Dale Nash announced he's leaving July 27. Nash has been named executive director of the Virginia Commercial Space Flight Authority. He begins July 31st. A former state representative who died when a plane crashed into a lake last week in Homer was found still belted into her seat. Cheryl Hines appeared unconscious and unresponsive when she was removed from the plane, which had landed upside down after cartwheeling on Beluga Lake. The National Transportation Safety Board on Monday issued its preliminary findings of the July 10th crash. In it, pilot Joe Griffith says a gust of wind lifted the left wing of the Cessna 206 and forced the right wing into the water. The report says the plane nosed over abruptly. Hines died while awaiting transport to an Anchorage hospital. Four others on the plane were not seriously hurt. All were employees of the Matanuska Electric Association. Army officials have released the name of the Fort Wainwright soldier who died after being rushed from his barracks to a hospital with a severe head injury. A release from U.S. Army Alaska said the soldier was 21-year-old specialist Marvin Kenneth Scott of Quincy, Florida. He was pronounced dead after arriving Sunday at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Few details have been released about his death. Fort Wainwright's Criminal Investigation Detachment is investigating. Scott was an air traffic control operator at the Fairbanks base. He joined the Army in July of 2008. He was assigned to Fort Wainwright in 2009 after completing air traffic controller training at Fort Rucker in Alabama. And toxicology reports show a man who was fatally shot by Anchorage police while wielding a stick had been drinking and smoking marijuana. Police yesterday released the analysis and the autopsy report for Shane Tazzi, whose killing by an officer raised criticism in the Polynesian community in Anchorage. Lieutenant Dave Parker says Tazzi's blood alcohol content was 0.185, more than twice the legal driving limit. He also had traces of marijuana and synthetic cannabinoids in his system. An investigation said Officer Boaz Johnson used justifiable force when he drew his service weapon and fatally shot the 26-year-old Tazzi on June 9th. Forecast calls for some cloudy skies for the capital city today. High temperature about 62 degrees.